So baby, tell me yes, and I will be all yours tonight. So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything. I will be right by your side.
To the Donna and Marley show on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. Not so entertained was Jennifer Lawrence when someone tried to pet her dog.
Yeah, wowee.
Whoa.
Do not touch Jennifer Lawrence's dog.
Boy.
Don't touch it.
Jeez,
I was kind of wondering about this. Like, did the paparazzi do something wrong? And I'll tell you what happened. But did the paparazzi do something wrong? Am I doing something wrong when I greet a fellow canine friend?
Quite,
you know,
possibly.
Touching, you know, just saying hello to a little Spike when he comes up to say hi, little Sparky. Because this is what happened. Jennifer Lawrence got off a plane. Of course, she's very famous. There were a lot of paparazzi press waiting for her there. And I guess she just was not in the mood, though, to hobnob. And she gets off the plane. I guess her little doggy runs in the other direction and runs towards the press. One guy leans down again, is going, oh, hey there, Spot. Oh, hey. Hey there, Chewy. And Jennifer Lawrence goes, don't touch my dog, you blanking loser.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Word for word, minus the edit, of course.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I think he probably did the right thing because the dog ran up to him. He put his hand out for it to sniff.
Yeah.
She just hates them.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. But I do think.
So it's just if you're a paparazzi.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
Don't touch my dog. However.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to give up my side job as a paparazzi.
Mar, you're in trouble. No, but there is a proper way to greet a dog. Like, I don't think you should just go up to people. I always ask if I could pet someone's dog.
I kind of do, too. If they're standing there. This actually happened to me, I think, just yesterday. There was someone standing there, or the day before. And I really wanted to pet their dogs. It was so cute. It was like a fluffy white with brown spots Pomeranian.
Oh,
Pomeranians are in all the rage right now.
They are so cute when their hair is short.
I don't like the short hair.
Oh,
I have to be honest.
I think you're super cute.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why. I'm weird like that because everyone else thinks they're really cute. And for some reason, it looks like a bear to me when it has the really short hair.
Yeah.
It looks like a stuffed bear. And
it
I'm like, weird.
It does.
Yeah. But anyway, the dog was so cute. And I was kind of like, you know, like it's when you're about to jump into double dutch and you're like,
you don't know I'm whether so you know what double dutch is.
You don't know whether you can jump in or not. But so, yeah, and I didn't ask. But you got to ask.
I think you do because you don't always know if someone's dog is going to react, be fearful, and sometimes dogs react aggressively.
Or if the dog runs up to you, then you're in the clear, right?
If the dog
runs up to you and the owner's like, oh, like nice about it.
I think but I think you should always ask. I don't think you should just take it upon yourself.
Well, if the dog runs up to me, this happened to me the other day, and I just go, oh, hey there. Hi there, little buddy. And then if I say that and the owner's like, oh, yeah, nice, then I'll give her a pat.
A little scratch.
I'll give her a little scratch.
A little belly rub.
Gucci cool layover.
Who gets a belly rub? Okay, so I do think that there are probably experts out there who would say, like I always thought, like, you know when you're talking to children and you crouch down to be on their level?
Sure.
To talk to them?
Yeah.
So you don't seem intimidating.
Yes.
Apparently, when you do that with dogs, that can be seen as
it's frightening or intimidating.
Yes. Intimidating. And you're not supposed to look them in the eye. So when you're also petting a stranger's dog, you should be looking at the person, not the dog, while you're petting it. Because if you make eye contact, they see that sometimes as aggression.
Do you know what this reminds me of, Donna?
Dog lessons?
This reminds me of dog lessons.
Dog class?
It reminds me of when there was one point where I was walking around thinking I was looking really cool or something like that. And I took a photo of myself and I texted it to Donna and I go, basically J-Lo right now. And then Donna texted me back with her in a photo of her dog and said, basically Caesar Milan right now. And nothing's ever more perfectly summed up our relationship.
That is so true.
You've just got all sorts of dog wisdom over there, yeah, you little mini Katie canine studier.
Just, oh, I love that show.
She's fantastic.
Yeah, she's the best.
I know. I feel like we try and talk about dogs and animals all the time. And I mean, it's just like, all right, I mean, we can just call Katie.
I have to say, even when I didn't have a dog.
Yeah.
I would watch dog shows like crazy on TV. I would listen to Katie.
Yes.
On My Talk, of course, on the weekends.
Yes, I believe Sunday 4 to 6.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so interesting to me because we're living among these creatures that don't think like us, but we're all sharing the same space. Isn't that fascinating?
It's very profound, Donna.
I mean, they're just like totally different. And we're just like, hey, Spot, how's it going this morning?
Is that how you talk to your dog?
Yeah. He has a complex because that's not his name.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I love it. You're like, Max, do you want coffee tomorrow morning? Or can you pick up coffee? Actually, I just don't think I'm going to be able to stop at the grocery. There's a fine line between really talking to your animal or talking to kids as if they're adults and then like having it be too real.
Too much.
Yeah.
Too much. But in Jennifer Lawrence's case, I think she was just irritated. I mean, I would be irritated if I'm getting off of a plane and you're like holding me up. I just want to get in my car. You know.
Don, I totally get it.
But
we're
geez.
All living in this world together, and we all need to get along.
I love it.
Everyone,
isn't it crazy?
Come to me, animal friends.
Oh,
that's a goat. I didn't invite the guy from Split.
Oh my God. It's like the Glass Menagerie. Weren't there animals in that?
I love that our animals like aren't exotic at all. We just have like goats and ducks and
totally,
dogs.
Totally. I got to tell you, there is right now, I know Jay-Z and Beyonce are like, you know, people are on, you know, baby name watch right now with them.
I know.
They're all over the news. There is a dog right now that's pregnant. And on Twitter,
where are you going
with this? No, they did a photo shoot just like with the dog, just like Beyonce's photo shoot when she was pregnant. You've got to check it out.
Okay, I understand that this is really cute, but I have to say that a lot of people didn't like Beyonce's Mother's Day photo shoot.
Oh.
So thinking that it's really self-indulgent. So the fact that people are doing the same thing, but it's for a dog
that's
pregnant, like 10 times worse.
I know. It's hilarious. It is so fun. We will, because the dog's got flowers around her head. She's got her big belly sticking out. And it's a little confusing because...
A little confusing?
It's a little confusing because the woman in the picture with the dog is holding a sign that says soon to be mom. So
yes.
Really, you could easily think that she's talking about herself.
Yes.
So... But it's hilarious.
All right. Well, congratulations to the happy mother.
Yeah, I don't know what her name is.
She's about to have 50 babies.
You're going to love it. It's going to be the best thing you see all day.
This sort of Mother's Day photo shoot of a dog.
The dog's name is Elsa.
That's very reminiscent of Beyonce's photo shoot. If you didn't think that could get any weirder, that'll be linked at our website at mytalk1071.com. Check out the Donna and Marley show page.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you, even if you didn't like Beyonce's photo shoot, it's still like one of the most talked about pop culture, stories out there with ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to recreate that. And I think people in the office were like, no, Marley, you're going to offend someone with that.
No.
And then Ellen did it. So
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. And congratulations. I feel like we're doing these three things.
No, we've got that next.
I know we do. And it's totally different. But there's a town in Kentucky, and I think there was one in Minnesota also. But there's a town called Rabbit Hash, and it just had an election for mayor. And for the fourth time.
Yes.
They elected a dog named Brynith Paltrow. Paltrow, actually. P-A-W. Paul. Paw.
Brynith Paltrow.
Yes.
Wow. Well, I love it. I mean, I'm all for canines in office.
So this dog won more votes than a cat, a chicken, a donkey, and a little boy. So congratulations.
All right. Well, there you
to
go.
To Brynith.
What does the Brynith have to do with dogs? I get the Paltrow, paw, but because, the Brynith?
Because they're just doing a play on Gwyneth's name.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem like a play because what's the Brynith? Where's the Brynith coming from? Where's the Brynith? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Gwyneth, you'd think it'd be crossed with like dog bone. So it'd be like dog if. But I don't know where the Brynith's coming from.
Wow, you know, that's a legit question, I have to admit.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm asking the hard-hitting questions. I would like to know, Mayor, that's a dog, what dog-related item you crossed Gwyneth with. And I'm going to send him a letter.
Okay. Do you'll find him in Rabbit Hash, Kentucky.
No one ever said I wasn't politically active, okay?
That is
I'm getting involved. True. Getting involved in the community, all right?
Use your voice, Marley.
So shame me.
All right. We are going to get to these three things in just a couple of seconds here. We're going to get all relationship-y. Rihanna's got a new hottie. Ooh. And Katy Perry is finally talking on that paddle boarding with... you know who.
She's finally addressing paddleboard gate.
Yes.
It's a moment that we all remember where we were when it happened. And we're finally
getting answers.
But
you're still confused.
And then also someone else has a crush on Katy Perry and she keeps thwarting his flirts.
Ooh, stay tuned. These three things coming up next on My Talk 107.1.
I can make your hands clap. Said I can make your hands clap. Sinning in the city, I know too many troubles. All these lovers got you losing control. You're like a drug to me, a luxury, my sugar and gold. I want your sex and your affection when they're holding you close. Cause you don't even know. I can make your hands clap. Said I can make your hands clap.
Hey, good morning, and welcome back to the Donna and Marley Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Everything all relationshipy.
These three things from Donna and Mar.
Number one.
Oh, this guy's hot. Rihanna has been seen with a new man. He's a Saudi businessman who is who has a family business. One of the biggest companies in the world.
Yeah, he's super hot. And they're saying this is super serious. And I love it.
I do, too. They're really, they've got champagne.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
Like in Spain or somewhere.
They're in love.
Yes.
They are. There's all these pictures. And we have these linked up at our website at mytalk1071.com. Where they're just laying in the hot tub or in the pool together and just making out. They can't keep their hands off each other, can't keep their lips off each other. They're hot for each other. And Donna, they're saying this is really serious, that she thinks that he could be the one. And so she's been keeping it under wraps.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he's loaded.
He is.
Their family, this guy's family, is like their fortune is estimated at like $1.5 billion, which of course he'll one day inherit.
Owners of one of the biggest companies in the world and also the heir of Toyota.
Yes.
So, you know.
In that area. Yeah, not bad, Riri.
Yeah.
Not bad. They look nice together. They look like a really handsome couple.
Oh, my gosh. They're gorgeous. He is. He is gorgeous.
He really is. I can't believe we agree on that.
Yeah, he's super hot. I mean, like, I don't really know how you can disagree on, you know. I mean, he's just conventionally
handsome,
objectively very attractive,
tall, dark, handsome,
yep.
Nice teeth.
Yes.
Yeah, so they look cute together. It'll be interesting to see if they ever walk the red carpet together.
One little side note is that Naomi Campbell dated him last summer.
Yes.
And that
Naomi Campbell and Rihanna unfollowed each other in March.
Oh.
And Naomi was asked about it, I believe, on Watch What Happens Live. And she said, it's nothing. Don't worry about it. But I think Rihanna's been seeing this guy for a little while because they've really been trying to keep it under wraps and they're really, really into each other.
Yeah, and they were doing a good job keeping it under wraps.
So it's at least been going on since March, because I don't think there's any drama with Naomi Campbell, but I can see why you would unfollow someone who you knew was now dating your ex.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. So they're in love.
Number two.
Okay, Donna.
Yes, Marley.
It's the question we've all been waiting for an answer on. We all know when it happened. We all know where we were when it happened. Orlando Bloom's naked paddleboarding photos. Hello, Orlando Bloom's Bloom. And Katy Perry has finally addressed this. And I have to say, I still don't understand what's going on. But this is what she had to say.
Okay.
This is in Australia, again, where people think that they can say whatever they want because Australia apparently doesn't have internet. Yes, they
right.
do.
I know. They think nobody's listening.
I know. It's like, you're not that.
We can hear you.
It's called globalization. Okay. So Katie said, Orlando asked me if I wanted to be naked. And I was like, no. Then she said, you know, when you're dating someone sometimes, it's exciting to be like, oh, we should try and make out over here in this place or what have you. And I was just not in the mood. I saved it for the boat. Okay.
Okay.
She continues. That's exhibit B, exhibit C. He wanted to show off for the people on the shore.
He thought it was funny.
Oh.
So there was motive.
It was so funny because I was explaining Twitter and social media for him for weeks because he had taken a break. And then all of a sudden, he was like trending number one on Twitter.
Come on. He's a young guy. He doesn't understand the impact of social media. It's just very bizarre.
None of that makes it make any more sense to me, really. Like, she's going, yeah, he wanted to be naked. He wanted me to be naked. I was like, no, man. It still doesn't answer the question why Orlando wanted to be naked. Because he thought it was funny?
That's what she's saying. And he wanted to show off to the people on the shore.
What does he want to show off? He wants to show off his bloomin' onion for friends? Who does that? What a
funny
weirdo.
People who are like, watch this.
Is Orlando Bloom that guy? Like, I don't think Orlando Bloom is that guy.
I don't either.
He's like Tickle Monster on The Bachelorette, who's delusional and thinks he's the party starter when he's really like the guy who needs to sit in a corner with a book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just probably had a moment of feeling free. Freedom.
I don't know. Isn't that a weird situation? Donna, can you imagine being on a paddleboard or being at the beach and the guy you've kind of just started dating goes, do you want to just be naked?
To
like
which
in the middle
go,
of the day?
No.
And you're a celebrity?
Again, people just forget that they're famous, I think, for a moment.
I don't know why you want to just be naked while you're paddleboarding in the middle of the day.
Especially
I don't care
when you have to
you
like keep your balance.
Yeah. I don't care who you are. And your Willy Wonka is swinging around right by Katie's head. I mean, she was seated cross-legged directly in front of his twig and bears.
I know.
It was so confusing. I'm still just as confused.
I am too.
That's all.
Number three.
Okay, number three is that now that Katy Perry is single, she is no longer dating Bloomin' Onion. She's got other male suitors that are after her. One, Niall Horan.
Oh.
Former One Direction member. This is what Katie also said in Australia. She said, yes, Niall Horan is always trying to get my number to like flirt with me. And she says, I could babysit you. I'm like your mom.
That was going to be my next thing to say.
Then the people she was talking to said, is he coming on too strong? Like, does he come off as desperate? She goes, no. He's got lots of pull. I think meaning like, you know, he's doing really well. But
sure.
She says, don't you worry about that. And then she said, Niall's amazing. I love him. But said, I think we feel connected in a way. He's become a big star. And I'm like, cool. I guess that means I have taste because she was kind of a part of choosing actually the original One Direction.
But she just said, yeah, I'm not about that, Niall
right.
Horan.
He's exactly. very young. Very
well, he's
young.
23. She's 32 or 3 or 4.
Yeah, that's a big age difference between men and women. At that stage, if he was 32 and she was 40, it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
I would say it's a big age difference and maturity level for men and women, no matter what side
exactly.
you're on. Yeah, definitely.
Exactly.
Definitely.
So, all right, so that's not going to be happening, but this concludes...
These three things from Donna and Mark.
Don't mention it.
That beard looks good on you, Donna.
Thank you. What? Oh, yes. I see you have your frankincense. What? We're coming back and we're going to talk about wedding hashtags.
Don't drop the myrrh.
What is the funniest wedding hashtag you've ever seen?
Yes, call us 651-641-1071.
My Talk 1071. Everything.
Boom, I still got it.
Entertainment.
Channel 5 Eyewitness News weather report is brought to you today by McDonald's. Today, morning storms ending a midday lull with hazy sun, humid, warm, few more storms possible later this afternoon. High of 80, a low of 62. Tomorrow, a high of 80 and a low of 64. And it's currently here at My Talk 107.1. Yeah, a little cloudy, rainy, 65 degrees.
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for listening to the Donna and Marley Show on My Talk 107.1. We are everything entertainment, and we love, love. Wedding hashtags are a thing.
They're definitely a thing.
I was at a wedding recently, and I can't remember what their darn hashtag was.
Well, you could probably easily locate it on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook.
Yep.
But if you don't know what a wedding hashtag is, what a lot of couples do these days for social media is decide on a hashtag that kind of combines their names or, you know, the feeling of their wedding or something like that, so that you can have one hashtag on social media where every time you tag it, you put a photo up, all those photos then are searchable. Through that hashtag, you can find them all in one place.
Right.
Okay. So.
Great idea, by the way.
Yeah, it is a great idea. If you are kind of a social media savvy kind of couple or something like that. I know a lot of people maybe don't want to have their photos on social media or something like that, too. But for the ones that do, they like to do this. So I was wondering, because I came across a hilarious wedding hashtag the other day, and I loved it. I think it's so funny. What's the best wedding hashtag you've ever seen? 651-641-1071. Call us with the best wedding hashtag you've seen. 651-641-1071.
All right. The suspense is killing me. What did you see?
Okay. And this is funny because I haven't told them that I'm going to talk about this, but their names are Blake and Courtney. They're friends of mine. And their hashtag, their wedding hashtag is just Blortney.
I mean, I Blort. They could have gone the other way. Wait, what if the name's Blake?
Blake and Courtney. I know, they could have done like Clake.
Clake.
Well, that's not much better.
That's not at all.
That sounds like some sort of crevasse.
It does. Blortney. That's awesome.
I know. I love it. I hope that they keep that for their wedding hashtag because that's what they're doing now. They're not getting married until the fall.
So I wonder if they've got it ready to go.
I wonder if they'll switch it up and have something like cuter once it comes, like Blake and Courtney tie the knot. But I really hope they keep it with just. I also love that it's not like Blortney's wedding. It's just Blortney. It's just hashtag Blortney.
Is what it is. I'm seeing some that are like, oh, just things like, you know, unlimited love story.
What? No.
Forever young.
No, see, the thing with the wedding hashtag is you have to make it distinct. It has to be unique from any other hashtag that's out there. Otherwise, you're going to pull in other weird photos.
You know, you don't want to put like never ending story because then you're going to get photos mixed in with your wedding photos of a giant flying white dog.
Right, right. Okay. So you have to make it unique to you.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, like Donna, just say you and I were getting married.
Okay.
It would be like Marley, be my Valentine. Something like that. And that's unique because my name is unique. If it was intern Sarah, I guess that might not work quite as well because maybe someone has used the hashtag Sarah be my Valentine before.
Sure. I get it. You've got to make it unique to either your relationship, maybe your day.
Sure. You can put the date.
Maybe you're getting married in a barn. You could be like barn dance 2017.
You might need to be more specific. You know,
Donna's barn dance.
Well, that I just want to see.
That would be good, though.
I don't know if there's a wedding going on, but that's something I'm definitely interested in.
All right.
Look up Donna's barn dance. See if there's anything there.
Should I?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, my gosh. I hope we have like a video from Donna 10 years ago doing some sort of weird dance.
It's not going to be me.
Really?
It's going to be some other chick named Donna. Donna's Barn and Cafe.
What's that? Just someone's cafe?
Yep, pretty much. Yep. There's a lot of barn dances in here. When was the last time you were at a barn dance?
What the hell is a barn dance? I thought you just made that up right now. I didn't know a barn dance was an actual noun.
It's a dance that you go to. And there's all these things that happen. But in the meantime, I'll tell you about it. 651-641-1071 we also have a generator we could do, too, to come up with your name.
Donna, I want to know what a barn dance is. Okay. I know you're trying to skirt the real issue here. And that real issue is the definition of a barn dance.
Okay, so when I was a kid, my mom and dad would get dressed up and dress like...
Like Do-Si-Do, your partner.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So they would wear like overalls or my mom would have like a bandana around her neck. She'd be wearing as a scarf.
Yes.
And then there were activities that took place where you dance and there's competitions. And then if you're arrested, they throw you in a jail cell at the barn dance. And then to get out, somebody has to propose marriage to you and give you a ring. It's all this crazy stuff. It does sound really stupid when you say it out loud.
Wait, but it's not...
I love your curiosity.
It's not just a dance that's held in a barn?
No, sometimes it's not even in a barn.
Who's arresting you? What do you get arrested for?
I don't know. I don't remember.
You don't get real arrested. It's fake arrested.
It's fake arrested in a fake jail cell.
Well, Donna, I know what we're doing for our next event. We're having a barn dance.
Oh my gosh. Project Down and Dirty 2018.
Project Down and Dirty barn dance.
Okay, so. My achy, breaking heart. I just don't think you'd understand. Yeah, so you do dances like this.
I took square dancing.
Yeah, it's like a square dance.
I love it.
I guess a square dance and a barn dance. A barn dance is any kind of dance involving traditional or folk music.
Oh.
With traditional dancing, occasionally held in a barn, but these days much more likely to be in a suitable building. It's associated with family-oriented or community-oriented events.
Slam. I love it. We were talking wedding hashtags is how we got to barn dances. But if you have a cool wedding hashtag you want to share, feel free to still give us a call or send us an email. We did get an email. They said someone I know used, I don't think I can really say this word. It's a variation of the S word. And it rhymes with blart. So...
Oh.
The couple thought it was great. They say most people didn't know how to respond.
I love that. The couple is like, we think it's great.
The couple's like, I think it's romantic.
We're so crafty. We do have Victoria on the line, by the way.
Hey, Victoria, did you have a wedding hashtag you wanted to tell us about?
Oh, I was going to say for your barn dance. You have to have a hayride.
Oh, yeah.
With it.
Yeah.
A hayride is, you have to have a hayride, and then you always have to have hot chocolate, or you have to add something to your hot chocolate, like maybe Bailey's.
Sure.
Wink.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. And even if you don't go on a hay ride, you just have to have hay at the actual event.
Oh, you have to have lots of hay.
Lots.
And you don't have to have bales. You can have loose hay and you can jump in it.
Oh, yeah. See, it's really family friendly. That is because when I get married in a barn, my hashtag will be Donna's barn dance.
Absolutely, it will.
Now I wonder what Blake and Miranda's was.
I don't think they had one. It was too long ago.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. Because they got married, what, six, 7 years?
Yeah, and now it's just becoming really trendy now.
Yeah, it's kind of just started within the past few years with the onset of the popularity of Instagram. We got another email. Shay emailed us. Thank you so much. And they said, I had a friend whose maiden name was Carrie. So they used hashtag carry her to Anderson. So presumably marrying Anderson. That's a good one. Usually they incorporate their names. It's unique.
Can you say it one more time?
And it's a pun of sorts.
So Carrie and...
carry her to Anderson. Because her maiden name was Carrie. And then she presumably was marrying someone with the last name Anderson.
Okay.
And taking their name.
Okay. Yeah. Totally get it.
There you go.
Totally get it. We do have a lot of calls coming in. I don't know if they're calling about barn dances or...
yeah. This is kind of twofold. Number one, do you have a wedding hashtag you want to tell us about? Number two, do you have suggestions for our barn dance?
We're going to try to get Cyrus as the...
Cyrus is going to be our musical guest.
That's right.
Donna and I, neither of us are getting married. We're both single, so we're just holding our own barn dance.
No.
At our wedding, anything goes.
The song itself is not about incest. Oh my God, who's on the line?
Hey there, welcome to the show. What's your name? You're on the air.
Hi, it's Jen.
Hi, Jen.
Hey, so didn't they do a barn dance in Footloose? They did a kind of naughty...
oh, I think they did. I think they did. That's where they would secretly go to dance, right? Because there was no dancing allowed.
Yeah, I got in trouble.
Sure. Yes, you're right.
So that could be a barn dance.
How quickly we forget. Thank you for the reminder.
Thank you for the reminder of that barn dance. Welcome to the show, Teresa. She had a hashtag she wants to share with us. Hey, Teresa.
Hi. My daughter and her now husband, their hashtag, though their initials both were BS, was Bridget and Blake. And so their hashtag was, this wedding is BS.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, that's cute.
That's perfect.
Yeah. That's exactly what we're talking about.
Super cute. Super unique. Cute. Yeah, I love that. This thanks for the call, BS. Teresa.
Yeah, appreciate it. Okay, well, I'm going to be noticing these more.
All right, we've got one more call on the line. Bets right now on whether it's a barn dance call or a wedding hashtag call.
I'm going to go barn dance.
All right, Sarah, intern Sarah, what say you?
Barn dance.
Okay, we're going two for barn dance. Welcome to the show. What's your name? And do you want to say something about a barn dance or a wedding hashtag?
My name is Sarah, and I'm actually calling about a wedding hashtag.
Oh, Marley's the big winner here.
What's the wedding hashtag?
Similar to the one that you just said about Carrie, the last name of the guy getting married was Mains, and so the hashtag was My Mains Squeeze.
Oh, cute. Oh, that's so cute.
Cute. Yeah, that's
good. I like the creativity behind all this.
Yeah, they're fun. And we did come across a wedding hashtag generator and kind of rules of... making a wedding hashtag. So we can link those up too, because maybe people are looking or thinking about it.
Give you some ideas. So very cool. Thanks for all the calls. We appreciate it. And when we come back, we're going to have Dawn McLean join us, because apparently she watched a brand new show last night.
Yeah, brand new.
Brand spanking new, that whose last episode aired last night.
So now it's going away. It's new and now it's old.
And she has a differing opinion than I do about this show. We'll discuss coming up next on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back to the Barn Dance with Donna and Marley on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Let's talk TV, because I'm so confused.
I like to sit on the couch and watch TV.
Time to talk TV with Donna and Marley.
get their take on what to binge watch and what to delete. So get on the couch.
Oh, man. We've got Dawn McClain from Jason and Alexis in the Morning with us right now.
Special guest. Welcome, Dawn.
Hey, girl. Hey.
I heard you talking this morning when I was driving in. You were talking about Downward Dog.
I know.
Yeah, and you checked it out probably because it's on after Bachelorette, right?
Yes, I was just sort of trying to wind down. And I was like, oh, I don't usually watch ABC on Tuesday nights for some reason.
Yeah.
So this was a different. I was really excited about the show. I liked it a lot. I thought, this is such a cute show. I love the main character. She's very quirky.
She's great. She was in Fargo.
Love
her. The first episode. I mean, the first season.
She's a really good comedic actress. She's like not really self-assured, but trying to make her way through her adulthood and work. And then this dog character is hilarious.
And if you haven't seen or heard of this show, it's called Downward Dog, and it is about this woman and her dog. And their relationship and her kind of otherwise being pretty career driven.
Or as my roomie puts it, it's about a working single woman and a depressed dog.
It's basically about Donna.
It's basically about my dog and separation anxiety.
Yeah. It's basically a documentary on Donna's life.
Oh my God, Marley.
In scripted form. Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing that cracked me up. I think the potential for the show was so great.
Mm-hmm.
My one problem with the show was the dog's voice.
Okay.
I hate it.
Okay.
I wasn't buying it. It doesn't sound like a dog. You need like a Seth Rogen in there.
Okay.
Or somebody dopey sounding. But this dog does what a lot of millennials do at times, where they end their sentence on an upswing.
Yeah.
Like that.
So and there's a question at the end of everything.
Everything's a question, uh-huh. Even when it's a sentence.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I enjoyed the dog's voice.
You did? Okay.
It was like my gay best friend, you know?
Sure.
It was just, I found it really charming in how insecure the dog is and how the dog's like, I really want to eat this, you know, it eats cat poop and
sure.
wants to kill the cat and the anxiety it has when the dog mom leaves. It was just really cute. It was like a complicated subconscious of the main character.
Sure.
Reminder of the dog's voice.
Oh, yeah.
I base my whole day on Anne's schedule. She's like, oh, 7's the time for breakfast. 7's great, even though it's not my preference.
Okay, what do you call that? You call that vocal fry, right?
Yeah. Even though it's not my preference.
Yeah.
Vocal fry.
I mean, I love everything else about it. And by the way, bye, Downward Dog. As I predicted, you're canceled.
Yeah, I mean, this whole segment's like a moot point. This show's been canceled.
It's funny because I brought it up this morning in our show meeting at, you know, when we talk at 5 a.m. And I'm like, oh, I checked out this news show last night. I can't wait to talk about it. I love it.
They're like, don't tell her.
Don't tell Jason's her. Jason's like, that was canceled. I'm like, great.
Usually I like a show and it gets canceled.
Yeah,
one I kind of knew it wasn't going to make it.
I thought maybe the time slot was a little awkward for it because it is a lot to think about.
Yeah.
And it's 9 p.m. and I don't think people want to think that hard.
I think you're right.
Donnie, you were trying so hard to like it, though. Like, you really liked it. And it was just so, you just wanted it to work so bad.
I did.
I mean, I remember the moment. I go, Donna, it's getting canceled.
I know.
Donna,
I was like, I know you're right.
I had that prediction, too, as I was watching it, thinking that they've put so much effort into this show. I could tell the writers really are trying to maybe overcomplicate something.
Yes.
And I thought, I wonder if this is going to get canceled.
Yep. It's always in the back of my head.
Sure.
And actually, what Donna, you said at one point, the creator is the voice of the dog.
Yeah.
So it is kind of like, I think they did put a lot of work in it, and it really probably was a passion project, but maybe ultimately needed to delegate some of those
exactly.
skills.
Yeah. Exactly. Dawn, there's something else that we are differing on right now.
Okay.
And we only have a very small amount of time. This is usually where I do my 60-second Twin Peaks update.
Yeah.
This is where Donna gives a very, very understandable 1-minute review previous episode of Twin Peaks.
Let me tell you what I saw, then you tell me what really happens, okay?
Wait, are you doing the review right now?
I'm gonna do
because
a review.
We've already burned 20 seconds.
Okay, so here's the deal. Weird bodies appearing as imagery. There's a guy named Philip. I have no idea who he is. Then we go to a concert of Nine Inch Nails
in real time in the dark.
Okay.
Okay, then we go to New Mexico in 1945. There's no dialogue happened. This is just all imagery going on during this show, okay? Then the longest scene in the history of man. There's like lots of flashes. There's paranormal activity of some sort. Yeah. Orange bursts of fire, sun, fireballs. The screen goes black for an entire minute. I mean, literally, that was a scene. Blackness for 1 minute. Then a woman appears in a sequin dress. She's looking at a fire cloud coming out of the top of the bald guy's head. And she sees Laura Palmer. And then an egg hatches in the darkness. There's like...
Yeah, as it does.
Some guy starts saying five times, got a light, got a light, got a light, got a light. It's just too much figuring out.
Okay.
He crushes a woman's soul, skull, and then he goes and attacks a DJ and makes him swallow some weird animal.
All right, you're done.
Wait. Thank you.
What does it all mean,
seconds.
Dawn? And I
can
know
do
why
it
you
in
like this.
Okay.
We're all caught up. We're all caught up, guys.
No, I want to hear Dawn.
Okay.
Come on, Dawn.
This is basically an esoteric look at the birth of evil and the birth of Bob, who is the evil demon that came out of the Manhattan Project, the atomic bomb that went off in 1946. So that's what we're talking about. Then we have the opposite of that, which is Laura Palmer, which is born in the other world where souls come from. So we have the atomic bomb goes off, and in this world, we have created evil by doing that act. That's what David Lynch is saying.
Wait, are you doing your own review?
That's it.
Or
that's
are you analyzing this for Dawn?
It sounds right,
or
actually.
Or is it a separate review? Because I kind of like the idea of a Twin Peaks off.
I feel like I'm in, I know, right?
It's so nice just to revel and just take some time.
Dawn.
Just really enjoy how slow it is.
I enjoy this music, though.
Really enjoy how slow it is.
I mean, I wanted it to feel a little more like Northern Exposure when it came back.
Remember David Lynch was a painter. And a philosopher before he got into cinematography. You need to delve into the paint.
I know. He's Salvatore Dali on screen. He's just a surrealist. And I know why you like this, because you like to figure things out. You're a dream interpreter.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm in college and there's going to be a test tomorrow and I'm so confused.
Okay, can I give my review now, which is from someone who's never seen any of it? And it's just my review of your guys' reviews?
Yeah.
So what this show sounds like to me is just you're watching a subliminal advertisement for an hour. Sounds like there's nothing happening and it's just weird flashing images at you all the time. Like you would see in one of those weird subliminal messaging advertisements on TV.
I mean, you know, I don't think they're trying to sell you anything, but there's an esoteric quality that you, an essence of a feeling that you just can't put, you know, you can't capture it just by doing quick cuts. You gotta take
Why
some
time.
Why
do we need an entire Nine Inch Nails concert in the middle of all this?
Look at the lyrics of the song, Donna.
I know. I know.
That also sounds like maybe one of the more sensical things that's happening. Besides the thing that's exploding out of his head.
Oh my God.
We'll be back.
107.1. Everything.
Raising Mother.
Entertainment.